Charlie Bone and the Wilderness Wolf by Jenny Nimmo. Read by Joe Cohen. Prologue. Charlie Bone lives in a city that holds many secrets. They are hidden in the walls and buried under centuries of dust. The city began 900 years ago with a castle. It was built by Charlie's ancestor, the Red King, so called because of his red cloak and the burning sun emblazoned on his shield. The Red King was an African. He was also a magician. When the king's beloved queen, Berenice, died, he went to grieve in the forest. He believed that his 10 children were safe in the hands of wise counselors and kindly nurses. Besides, each child had been endowed with an extraordinary power. At that time, the country was a violent and lawless place. Murder and robbery were rife. On his way home, the king found that his considerable powers were needed to help the poor and oppressed. He donned a suit of chainmail and a helmet with a plume of red feathers. Then, conjuring up an invincible sword, he rode out to defend the troubled and helpless people. For 5 years, the Red King fought tyrants, murderers, and plundering nobles. When he finally returned to his castle, he found that 5 of his children were gone, and the other 5 were using their endowments to wreak havoc on the surrounding countryside. It was these children and their heirs who began the city's history of dreadful magic and wickedness. Unable to fight his own children, the broken-hearted king left his castle forever. Charlie's grandmother and her 3 sisters all have a part in the evil. While his father was spellbound, they sent him to Bloor's Academy, a school run by a family with an especially violent past. Charlie is often afraid of the Bloors and their allies, but so far, he has resisted all their attempts to...